Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The future Trump-class battleship, the USS Defiant, will be the largest, deadliest, most versatile, and best-looking warship anywhere on the world's oceans.
Navy Secretary John Phelan supports what he calls a golden fleet of warships named for President Donald Trump. It comes as the Navy scrapped plans for a smaller, more agile warship due to growing costs and delays. Government Accountability Office reports show the new Trump-class fleet could face similar challenges as the shipbuilding industry is in a constant state of triage. The U.S. is pursuing a third oil tanker as tensions with Venezuela grow after several months of the U.S. bombing alleged drug boats sailing from Venezuela. Some White House officials say it's part of attempts to oust Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, who has held onto power despite losing a 2024 election. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the status quo between the U.S. and Venezuela wasn't working.
The status quo, that they operate and cooperate with terrorist organizations against the national interests of the United States. Not just cooperate, but partner with and participate in activities that threaten the national interests of the United States. So yes, our goal is to change that dynamic.
The administration also cites national security concerns as it moves to halt construction on 5 offshore wind developments. It's the second attempt this year to pause these wind projects. The first was blocked by federal courts. Offshore wind backers point out the projects were already vetted by the Defense Department in the permitting process. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal calls the decision reckless.
In the midst of the coldest months of the year, when electricity prices are rising, the administration is making power even more costly. It is putting thousands of people out of jobs during the holiday season, and it is without any real explanation.
Connecticut's Revolution Wind was cited directly for the pause, though it's slated to begin operating next year. State Attorney General William Tong says legal options are being considered to keep the project on track. A federal judge has extended an order into next month preventing Kilmer Abrego Garcia from being rearrested by immigration officials. The Maryland man was illegally deported to a maximum security prison in his home country of El Salvador. Abrego Garcia has said he's willing to self-deport to Costa Rica as long as the U.S. drops its criminal case against him. His attorney, Simon Sandoval Motionberg, says the federal government is keeping Abrego Garcia in the U.S.
They say this in all their immigration cases where an immigrant is challenging detention. They say, well, if you don't want to be detained, just deport yourself. But for them to say that in this case, where that's actually what he's trying to do, was quite bitterly ironic.
New reports show in some states, most immigration arrests occur in local and state jails. ICE and other agencies like the U.S. Marshals Service often work together through legal or financial agreements for local officers to notify ICE of possible undocumented immigrants. The report finds about half of all ICE arrests happen out of local jails and other lockups. Wanda Bertram with the Prison Policy Initiative says red states in the Deep South have some of the highest ICE arrest rates.
The largest share of ICE arrests happening in jails are largely states in the South. Mississippi, 83% of ICE arrests happening in jails. Alabama, 76%. South Carolina, 80%.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.